Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. So Graham Dwyer has lost his appeal against his conviction for the murder of Elaine O'Hara. The decision means that 51-year-old Dwyer, who was sentenced to life in prison after a jury found that he stabbed his victim to death in August 2012, will remain in prison. The Court of Appeal has ruled that the limited admission of mobile phone data at his original trial could not give rise to a miscarriage of justice. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court and joins us now. First of all, Paul, you might just remind us of the grounds on which Graham Dwyer had made this appeal.
Yeah, Brian, there were a number of grounds. He referred to the admissibility of Garda interviews. The court referred today to the fact that the Garda had contacted a solicitor for him when he was arrested. And his position during those interviews was that I'm saying nothing because my solicitor told me to say nothing. He also protested about the leaking of information to the media during the time when he was in custody. Some of the grounds referred to as well were in relation to prejudice and also particularly in relation to the use of call data. Now, you may remember that Graham Dwyer successfully challenged the legislation, the Irish legislation, under which this data was retained and accessed all the way to the European Court of Justice, which found it had breached EU law. Now, his lawyers said at the appeal hearing last year that they were not arguing that the evidence should automatically be excluded in Dwyer's case, but they said they wanted a retrial where the admissibility of the evidence could be properly tested. There was also a reference today indeed to the prejudice in the trial with the use of the explicit videos, media publicity, media coverage of the trial, and even a reference to the judge's facial expression on day 37 of the trial. At one point, it was said that the judge seemed to have glared at Dwyer and shook his head.
This was a lengthy judgment from the Court of Appeal. What did the court have to say in particular about the admissibility of this mobile phone data, which Dwyer had challenged?
Yeah, it was it's a 63-page judgment, Brian, so we're still going through it. But essentially, Graham Dwyer, the three judges today rejected all his grounds of appeal against his conviction for the murder of Elaine O'Hara. It found in relation, for example, to the call data that there was other independent evidence of the call data records, which was, quote, arguably more powerful, including text messages, which was found on two burner phones. Now, people might remember there were two phones recovered from Dartry Reservoir, the details discovered on those phones meant that those two unregistered phones became known as the master phone, which was for Graham Dwyer, and the slave phone, which he had given to Elaine O'Hara. Now, there were texts on those phones about the birth of his daughter and her name, about the purchase of new bike, repairs to his car, his commute time to and from work, his annual leave, a terrible weekend he had, a 15% pay cut that he had, and the fact that he came fifth in a model aeroplane flying competition. Now, all that data on those unregistered phones corresponded to events in Dwyer's own life, and therefore the court today rejected his evidence or his submissions in relation to his appeal against his conviction. They also rejected his claims that the Garda interviews were inadmissible, or that the showing of the explicit videos at the trial, media leaks while he was in custody, media coverage of the trial, or indeed the trial judge's facial expressions were prejudicial.
So, Paul, is that then the end of the legal process?
Well, Graham Dwyer didn't react in court today. He was taken back to jail. He's already spent almost 10 years in custody. He is serving a life sentence. Now, it usually would be the end of the case, Brian, but decisions from the Court of Appeal can be appealed to the Supreme Court if it can be shown that there's a matter of public importance or it would be in the interests of justice to do so. However, because it's a comprehensive ruling today, a comprehensive judgment, 63 pages, people will take time to study it. It probably will be some time before we know whether Mr. Dwyer will exercise his right to appeal to the Supreme Court.
Paul Reynolds at the Court of Appeal, thank you for that.